Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Royal Entrepreneur Diaries. Welcome to Business Talk Tuesdays. We're going to be having these each Tuesday, and we're going to talk about business, current trends, current marketing strategies, what is currently hot, what's not. Guests and myself will be on, and I welcome you to call in to the show and talk about what is trending in business right now. The number to call in is 347-855-8333, and I welcome callers. Tonight, we're going to talk about top business trends that are going to drive success in 2018. I know that we're already into 2018 by, you know, one quarter. So I welcome you to call in and talk about what you feel is going to drive the business world in 2018, what you feel like are the hot topics in business, whether that's marketing or whatever that may be. So the first thing that we're going to talk about tonight is the number one thing that is going to be kind of a top business thing, according to Forbes, is artificial intelligence. It's going to be driving customer experience. When you think of artificial intelligence, you might think of, robotic interactions. But, don't confuse that with just the robot. If you want to think about it in that response, you know, you're talking to a robot. Hello, my name is. Electronics has come so far. Technology has come so far. And really progressing and coming along quite nicely. And artificial intelligence is coming along. You know, my mom was in Japan several years ago, and there was a robot in the mall just kind of walking around. It would talk with the people that were there, and it was really interesting. She said, you could kind of almost carry on a conversation with it, and she thought that was really interesting that was available, and so that is one thing that's going to be driving the trend, driving the business trends in 2018. And I welcome you to call in with your thoughts about, what's hot in marketing right now. What are some current marketing strategies that are really, really hot? Facebook's like one of the top things. Facebook marketing, it seems like you hear about Facebook marketing all of the time, and maybe that's just because I'm on Facebook a lot. But I'm also on Twitter, so I don't hear too much about Twitter marketing as much as I hear about Facebook marketing. So, another thing that, according to Forbes, is going to drive business this year is that communities are going to embrace live interactions over social media. So I think that is good. It seems like technology has really taken a hold in our world, and it's hard to have a live interaction with people. And with this, like, live video engages better than recorded video. So actually engaging with your audiences live on video, you're getting to kind of know people because they're able to comment on those live videos. It's a great way to start marketing and get out there and kind of take advantage of that. So smart companies realize that social media and technology do not replace the need for in-person interactions. Social media can actually make in-person interactions more valuable. So that's according to Forbes. they're already interactive in the virtual world. They're already acting on things that they're seeing on Facebook. They're already taking hold in that. So in-person relationships can be built at a rapid pace because you already feel as you know the other person. Face-to-face interaction is a little different than live. And then this year, we're going to welcome Generation Z. So millennials really aren't children anymore. Most of them are 35, the oldest of them. So they're taking leadership roles, and I'm considered a millennial, even though I don't feel like I fit in that category too much. That is the category that I'm supposed to fit into. I feel like I fit more into the baby buster generation a little bit. And so what are some of your ideas in regards to what you feel are trends? I would love to hear what you're thinking. Kind of getting the word out there. We're a little bit newer podcast, so we are just getting started with the Business Talk Tuesdays. The fourth thing that they're saying is on the rise is wages. That's a good thing. With unemployment being so low, wages have been stagnant for a few years. We haven't really seen an increase in minimum wage for a little while. The cost of living has gone up, but that minimum wage has kind of stayed the same. And we're talking kind of brick and mortar here, not so much online entrepreneurship. But this can go for, you know, anywhere, really. Social learning outperforms remote learning. So we're learning from our peers, and kind of those in our offices, those in around us, you know, through social media, those live videos come up again. You know, we have a lot of, I'm in several groups on Facebook where I learn a lot of different things too. So a live streaming video, there it comes again. That content is gaining momentum, and, you know, live stream video is just popping up everywhere. We've got it on Instagram. We've got it on Facebook. Of course, there's Snapchat. Twitter. I don't know that Twitter has a live version of video as of yet, but Twitter is so fast moving anyways. You know, you just tweet out a few words and it's there. You're serving a community and not just your buyers. You have to remember that it's not just clients, but it is buyers in general. And then marketing drives results with a focus on problems. So we're focusing on our clients' problems and trying to solve those things. Kind of a problem-driven marketing. So we're finding those problems and then kind of honing in on that, building our marketing strategies around that. And that's what's kind of driving our business. I know it kind of sounds dead in here tonight. I am a little bit new to the podcasting world, and we're getting up and running here. And so not all of my audio is in place. I did want to let you know about a few upcoming events that I will be involved in. On April 21st, I am going to be speaking at Women of Elevation in Chesapeake, Virginia. That is Women of Elevation Career Services. And we're going to be talking all about how you can create electronic products to sell within your business. And my topic specifically is online course creation. We just came through a three-day telesummit where we talked about this, and it went awesome. And myself and several other ladies are going to be there talking about several in-depth topics, checklists. Video is one of the things, and as you can see from the trending that are happening here in 2018, video is one of those things that is happening. So we definitely want to take advantage of that. And that will be happening on the 21st. And I will be appearing on Ash Said It sometime either the end of this week, beginning of next week. That podcast interview just happened yesterday. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'll be sharing that with my community as soon as I am able to get that link. So be looking for that as well. And we've got other upcoming things that are happening. I'll be hosting a webinar April 13th on lead magnet design and list building with that lead magnet. That's a webinar that you're not going to want to miss. It's a great way to learn about how to create your lead magnet, how to get people on your list and draw them in with that lead magnet. So you want to make sure that you get on that webinar, get all registered for that. You can go to www.iplannerandcompany.com/lead-magnet-webinar and get all registered for that. And I will be happy to have you on board that night and share with you my expertise in the world of designing lead magnets. Lead magnets are kind of a hot topic most days. That's something that that you need to have in place within your business in order to gain leads and build that email list. And building that email list is super, super important. You kind of can't market to an empty email list, so you want to make sure that you're building that list. So those are a couple of upcoming events that are happening in the world. Okay, so we are going to talk about ways that you can get here on the podcast. Our podcast tonight was supposed to be about 30 minutes. I think we're going to end up cutting it a little bit short. However, I did want to let you know that I am accepting guests. We are going to be having a podcast show Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And on Mondays, it's going to be Motivational or Mantra Mondays. We're going to be sharing stories of women who have specific motivation to do what they do and why. Kind of an inspirational story. I want to share that with my community about you and about how, why, what motivates you. What makes you want to get up in the morning and do this all over again. Then Teaching Thursdays. We're going to have, on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month, we'll be having an educational podcast. And a variation of guests and myself. We're going to be teaching about different topics in business. Then, of course, our Talking Business Tuesdays. I invite you to call in and talk about what is trending in business, maybe what's trending in your business, what is hot in your business, what's happening, what is going good, what is going bad, maybe what's not working for you. And we may have callers that have advice to help you, and we accept that as well. We would love to have you call into our show and let us know what's working, what's not, how we can help. Maybe you have a bit of advice to give to another entrepreneur. Please always keep that on the up and up. But I welcome you to submit that. You can submit it to info@abigailcoon.com and get on the podcast. If you have an advertisement or an event coming up and you would like to get that on the podcast, please submit that also to info@abigailcoon.com. And we will be getting some of those together to put on the show as well. We would love to have you be featured on our show, and we would love to share your story. So definitely take advantage of that and get on. Let us know what it is that you do, why it is that you do it, how you do it. You know, what about your day? That's what the Royal Entrepreneur Diaries is all about, is a day in the life of an entrepreneur. So what do you do with your days? How do you structure them? How do you keep yourself organized? How do you work it around your family? How do you handle that? And we would love to talk with you. So we are going to go ahead and close up for tonight. I thank you for being here with me, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. And we will talk to you again. Goodbye. Have a wonderful evening.